for this. Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Entin. I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 4th of April, and ending on Palm Sunday for some of you, Sunday, the 10th of April. So, what is exciting this week? Well, it's the aspect coming in on Monday, for one thing, which is Mars joining Saturn in Aquarius. Boy, the astrology sites have been buzzing with this one, mainly because of what's going on out there in the world, of course. And we also will have a little discussion of the fact that Venus is entering Pisces this week. And Mercury is entering Taurus. Yes. So, here we go. First of all, before the Mars conjunction to Saturn occurs exactly at 9:51 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we have quite the seesaw going on. If you're up before 7 in the morning, you're going to be having a moon in Taurus squaring the Mars in Aquarius that's active today. So these fixed sign squares, this one with a moon that has the instinctive need to be preserving and holding on to and acquiring and can be possessive. And Mars, that is in the sign of freedom and unique expression, that doesn't work so well, right? So you will have that experience if you're trying to get somebody to be tame when they don't want to, or conversely, if you're the person who is wanting to run out and get something to happen, and you can't get this bull to get off the ground, right? So, quickly after 7:09 a.m. Eastern, when that one comes to fruition, we have a quick 20-minute sextile from Taurus Moon to Jupiter in Pisces. So it feels good. It's a good time to have your breakfast. It'll taste good. Especially the coffee or the tea that you're drinking, because Jupiter's in Pisces, of liquids. But right after that, Moon squares Saturn in Aquarius until 7:58 a.m. And that is where it all comes to a halt. And once again, Taurus Moon is dealing with a very different value system and some obstacles in the future, and is not going to be happy about it. But once we get past that 8 a.m. time frame, we have Taurus Moon sextile, Neptune in Pisces until 10:36 in the morning, and then all the way to 8 p.m., we've got Moon in Taurus trine Pluto in Capricorn. So it's a pretty good day, all things told. You can have a lot of creative inspiration in the morning. You can have some psychic input about your finances and possessions and such like that. And you can make some good things happen in the world under the Moon in Taurus trine Pluto in Capricorn till 8. But meanwhile, coming in is the Mars conjunction to Saturn. Now, you've heard me say it before if you've been listening to me for a while, but whenever Mars is going to be in a difficult aspect, and particularly the conjunction to Saturn, what you have essentially is the concept of passion and movement and action, and that's the Mars, joining an obstacle, and it can be a hard obstacle. And so on the physical level, this is how you get a bruise, right? You're walking along and you hit something. And depending on how hard you hit it, that's how the bruise comes, right? So this is something to be aware of. Be careful, because the Aquarius energy is erratic, and so the movements can be sudden and surprising, and that can cause you to trip even or fall. And so, you know, an ankle can be involved in the sign of Aquarius, the lower leg and the ankle. That's the sign that rules that area, Aquarius. So be aware, particularly right around that moment. If you've got stuff on the floor, you know, move slowly and just, you know, be aware. But also, this is an air sign. So other than the physical potentials, this can also be a time when there is bruising on another level, with somebody going at somebody else because they're frustrated. So, not the greatest. And while that is coming in exact right after that, I mean 2 minutes after that, Taurus Moon is square Venus in Aquarius, 9:53 p.m. So this is not a great evening for relationships either. That can get kind of messy if you're pushing issues. When fixed signs are interacting, it's never a good idea to push, because the other isn't going to surrender. So just be aware of that day. Be careful, except for that those times of the sextile to Neptune and the trine to Pluto. But still, be aware of the Mars energy building up as it comes to the conjunction to Saturn. Yeah, I have a program called Night Sky on my cell phone, and I had a photo out there which was showing this conjunction coming in the night sky. It's quite fascinating to see the three major conjunctions, because we already had the moon conjunct the sun, that was the new moon, and conjunct Mercury, and that was up on the upper left, and then the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction was being seen pretty easily, and then down to the lower right was this Mars moving towards Saturn with Venus already on the other side. She's already had her conjunction to Saturn. So once we get past the moon square to Venus at 9:53 p.m., we have a very brief time of void of course till 11:04 p.m. when the moon enters Gemini. Now, it's not going to make its first aspect to a planet until the morning of Wednesday. And that is a good aspect. It's a sextile to the sun in Aries, so that gives us a pretty good overnight. It gives us a pretty good day Tuesday and a much better morning on Wednesday than we had on Monday. So that's a nice full sweep of time. And also during that time, on Tuesday morning at 11:18 a.m., Venus enters Pisces, the sign she is said to be exalted in, because this is the sign where we can, if we are working on it, reach a state of unconditional love and move through the world with the compassion that this would include. And of course, you know, you should look up the difference between sympathy and compassion, and you'll find that there is a personal aspect to compassion that is not in sympathy, which sort of separates us from another. So Venus is very elevated in this sign when she's in the elevated states of the Pisces nature. But when she's not, she is the, quote, victim of love, unquote, or the woman alone in the tower, you know, at the top of the tower, waiting for her true love to return, that probably has taken in the wounded bird that just flew out that window in the tower and will never come back. So it's not necessarily always showing its best side in these moments, but that's what we're going to be in, and we will have value placed on the Pisces areas like arts and music and spirituality, also the water world, the sea, and the denizens of the deep. We will have a tendency to want to buy shoes because Pisces rules the feet and Venus will spend in the sign she's in. And maybe she'll book a cruise or a vacation by the sea. And maybe she'll be spending on artwork also. Pedicures and foot massage. So this is a Venus in Pisces kind of mode. And it is very different than her electric, unreliable Aquarius mode. So she'll be in Pisces until the second day of May. So you'll get to experience that. And people will be, you know, feeling a lot of compassion for the underdog and the underprivileged and the victims. And we always have plenty of those, don't we? It just seems like, you know, if I want to send out love, I could spend a whole day spending myself on this task, right? So, at any rate, as I said, Wednesday morning at 8:32 a.m. is when the moon in Gemini brings in the sextil to the sun in Aries. So we're kind of active. Get up and go. We have that feeling to get some communications, and we have agreement with, you know, whoever we're speaking to, which is great. And that continues as moon in Gemini sextils Mercury in Aries until 5:57 p.m. So you've really got two very good days for communications, networking, starting your projects, and we are in the first quarter phase of the moon. So this is a great time to be seeing what you want to plant and planting some of it. And even after 6 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday, you've got moon in Gemini trine Saturn in Aquarius until 8:26 p.m., so you can actually bring any of your new ideas to somebody who will be able to see how it can all work out in the future. That's a very good day. After that, moon in Gemini has a couple of squares coming in, 8:42 p.m., so it's shortly after the trine to Saturn. It squares Jupiter in Pisces, so it may go a little bit overboard. Might want to celebrate a little too much, or might start getting fuzzy attitudes from others, which will get worse as the moon square Neptune comes in until 10:54 p.m. So beware Wednesday evening in the Eastern time zone. And then quickly, we have a trine, the last aspect for Gemini moon, to Mars in Aquarius, 11:15 p.m. So you may not feel tired. You may have trouble getting to sleep or wanting to go to bed. If you're in the Eastern time zone, you're probably not ready for that further west. So you'll be feeling a lot of, you know, electric energy and wanting to still be in motion, even though it's later on. We have a void of course moon after that until 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, when the moon enters Cancer and makes the trine to Venus in Pisces until 4:20 p.m. What a nice day to go for lunch. Yes, it would be wonderful, enjoyable, and then, you know, maybe take in a movie or go to an art museum or go shoe shopping. But anyway, feeling should be nice and enjoyable. And then the moon will go on to sextil Uranus and Taurus. So that doesn't complete until Friday afternoon at 2:28 p.m. So we've got a lot of time to explore some new ideas about how to manage our finances for the home and the family and our own security and, you know, different ways of dealing with our diet and, you know, even different ways of dealing with our kitchen products. Maybe we get the opportunity to buy a new electronic device for the kitchen, and it'll be a good one until 2:28 p.m. Friday, the eighth day already of April. After that, the moon squares Sun in Aries until 2:48 a.m. on Saturday, and this brings us to the second quarter phase of the moon, when we want to start moving on our projects and fertilizing the plants and just really reaching out to make sure that our thoughts and hopes are going in a good direction. We will have a very nice morning on Saturday, and that will be because the moon in Cancer is trine Jupiter in Pisces, 10:36 a.m. exact Eastern, and then trine Neptune in Pisces until just before noon Eastern time. So that's your best part of Saturday. Use it well, because after that, the moon is square to Mercury in Aries until 7:30-ish in Eastern time. So people are not easy to deal with, and they aren't sympathetic at all, and that continues while Moon in Cancer opposes, as she does every month, Pluto in Capricorn until 9:01 p.m. So you had a nice morning, and then it went downhill until 9:01 p.m. Eastern, and then Cancer Moon gets to go void, of course, where she can recover with a nice cup of tea and a cozy book or a television program or something, get back into some state of stability before going off to sleep. Sunday is, again, Palm Sunday for those celebrating that holiday of Easter, and the moon enters Leo at 12 a.m. Sunday. But Sunday is, again, a difficult day. And we have the moon in Leo going to square Uranus and Taurus, and it will complete at 11:25 p.m. in Pacific time. So that would be, let's see, I think it's 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the Eastern Daylight Savings on Monday. What happens? No, it's 2. It's 2:25. That's what it is. Okay, so you've got, again, the fixed sign of Leo, which has very certain ideas about its position, and it wants to be respected, and it will be spending money on grand things or maybe expensive things, so thinking about investing, whereas Taurus is much more conservative. And, you know, even if it's looking for changes, it might not be quite the grand change. If you were looking for real estate, the person you were looking with, if you were the moon in Leo, you would be looking at something probably more than you could afford or bigger than one would expect. And Uranus and Taurus isn't going to like that. And again, these are fixed signs, so we're looking at very different values. And also the dramatic Leo, which, you know, Taurus may feel is flirting with others, and, you know, Taurus is possessive. So that's a very discordant Sunday. And during that discord, at least Mercury energy leaves Aries, which doesn't do till 10:09 p.m. on Sunday Eastern, but it will go into the more peaceful, stable sign of Taurus. Now, it's not the greatest place for Mercury. The butterfly likes to flitter about, and the Taurus energy is very steady and doesn't move very much, right? Or it doesn't like to move very much. So, we will be looking at a, you know, sort of a stubborn mind that isn't easily moved off its idea, a mind that's very focused on the mundane things of life and money and such. You know, it's a good Mercury for an accountant, for instance. And hopefully you've gotten your taxes prepared, because Mercury will be in Taurus as we hit that magic day, April 15th in the U.S., when you should have had them filed, right? So, Mercury in Taurus until the 29th of April, when it will shift to its own rulership sign of Gemini, and we will feel like our conversations and our short journeys and all of those things seem to lighten up and go faster than they did when we had Mercury in Taurus. So that's the energy for the week ahead. And when we get to next week, we're going to have the miraculous Jupiter-Neptune conjunction come in, and we'll talk about that. Well, Mars goes into Pisces, very different than Venus in Pisces. We'll have Good Friday and Passover both beginning on Friday the 15th, and we'll have the full moon come in on Saturday the 16th, and Easter is on Sunday the 17th. So there's a lot going on energetically, shifting, and you may know or you may not know that Easter is a holiday, unlike other holidays, that has a lunar and solar influence as to when it comes. And so it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, and this is it, the full moon in Libra, Saturday the 16th. So we'll have a lot to talk about next week. I will probably do a separate podcast for the full moon. And I will wish you the best with the changes and to steer clear of bruising on Monday the 4th. And I'll say goodbye for now.